This weekend, we are celebrating a Marian Solemnity, the Assumption. Probably most of us know that this is a day we celebrate every August 15th, and it's normally a holy day, but this year it falls on a Sunday, so it takes the place of our normal 20th Sunday in ordinary time. We celebrate the fact that Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven. But I'd like to step back from that and just look at why we as Catholics esteem Mary so much. For many converts to the faith, Mary is a major obstacle or a stumbling block. And I think even for many cradle Catholics, Mary is sort of a mystery to us or an enigma to us. And sometimes we're a little suspicious of those Catholics who are always talking about Mary. Yes, Mary, this and that. Can it be that we might love Mary too much? In any good story, there are good characters. And a compelling story has interesting heroes and heroines, characters that we can relate to. We get to know them and we empathize with them and their circumstances. When we get to meet good characters in literature or even in a movie, sometimes we actually are sad when the story's over, right? Because it's the end of the relationship, and so we lose them, and so it's kind of a sad moment. I would bet that for many Christians, Mary is sort of this background character in the scriptures. We've never really had the experience of meeting her or thinking about her as a character in our story. When we hear about Mary, what comes to mind are images of holy cards, or maybe Mary kind of looking down at Jesus in the stable and just so happy to be in that barn with all that straw, right? So we have these images, and they're not bad, right? These compelling images of Mary are not bad. But I think that we should expect so much more from the BVM, the Blessed Virgin Mary, right? For those that are not initiated. Probably many people know more about the Disney princesses than they do about our Blessed Mother. And yet Mary's a real person, one we can talk to, one that we can come to know. And so I think I would submit to you that having a Marian devotion, a relationship with Mary, basically, is one of the greatest ways to come to know Jesus, her son. We know it's not the only way, right? Because there are many Protestants who have a good relationship with Jesus. But without this devotion to Mary, there's always going to be a part of Jesus that we can't know, that we just are not going to be able to identify with. So remember, great stories have great characters. One of the most important characters in our story is Mary. Many people like to pray the rosary. That is one way to get to know Mary, but it's not the only way. It took me a long time to want to pray the rosary. For many years, I didn't like it. I thought it was boring. I didn't understand how people could pray this way. But on the other hand, there are many great saints who love the rosary. So I just kept thinking about that and trying it and saying, I don't get why this is so good. It's not good for me. So I struggled with it, and I didn't understand it. It took me a long time to get to that point where I would try it. Maybe for you it's different. Maybe we just need to talk to Mary more. Maybe we can find an image of Mary that fascinates us or that draws us. Or perhaps we can read some of the great works on Mary, which might help us to understand her more. I could recommend many, but maybe just a few. The Reed of God by Carol Houselander is a good one. Or She Who Gave Birth to God by Catherine Doherty is another good one. Both written by women, so, you know, they might understand her a little bit more. Mary is one of the greatest heroes in all of Scripture. She's the greatest of saints. She's the mother of God. She's our mother. How can it be that we don't know her or that we don't want to know her? She should be like our mother, our own mother, or our grandmother, someone we treasure and love. Someone who should inspire us, someone who we can follow into battle, into difficult times and situations, someone who can captivate our imagination and win our hearts, our affection, and our trust. But on the other hand, it does me a little good to say what she ought to be to you. Who is she to you? Think about that. What is my relationship with Mary? Who is Mary to me? Let's start with that. I can say for myself, it took me a long time again to even want a relationship with Mary. I had one of those aunts who was one of those people who was always talking about Mary. It was always Mary this and Mary that and Our Lady this and Our Lady that. And what are you talking about? I don't quite get it. It took me a long time to understand that. What's the big deal? When I was in college, a priest introduced me to the Marian consecration, which is a consecration to Mary, but you basically go through all these prayers, and it's kind of an introduction to who Mary is. It was something that I really didn't understand. I did the consecration, and not much changed at first. Mary still seemed like a distant person, an impenetrable mystery to me. But I began to pray the rosary. I began to ask Mary to help me. Very, very slowly, I began to trust her more. By the time I was in seminary, I was still trying to understand this whole relationship with Mary, and I was sometimes frustrated by the whole thing, because my experience of Mary was different than others. I didn't have all these mystical connections to Mary. I didn't have a lot of experiences of Mary helping me or speaking to me or giving me these little signs that were attributed to her. However, I was at least aware of the fact that I would be able to know Jesus better if I knew Mary. And so I kept trying to know her. I kept asking for her help. And I did a 9-day novena, prayer for 9 days, for a special intention, asking Mary to show me what my vocation was. By this time, I was 3 years in the seminary, and I was kind of like, I just want to know. I don't want to waste any more time. So please tell me. Please help me. I thought, give it a shot. What can it hurt? It wasn't long after that that I did receive some clarity on my vocation. Here I am. So it was confirmation. My relationship with Mary still isn't what I would want it to be. It's still not perfect. I hope there's a lot more in the future for me in that area. But I do trust her. I trust her a lot. I love her a lot. I know she's a great advocate. I can go to her when I need prayers, or someone I know needs prayers. But I still have a lot to learn about Mary. I say all this today because we're celebrating a dogma, a teaching of the church, a formal teaching of the church. We celebrate the dogma that Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven on account of her sinlessness. We can know all that. We can know all the dogmas of Mary. But I think it's also important and probably more helpful to some degree to have a relationship with Mary. So my encouragement to you is to seek out that relationship. If you have tried and you've been disappointed, keep asking Mary. Keep asking for her help to come to know her. Mary's greatest gift, I think, is that she leads us to her Son. She has been an instrument of my own life. She's helped me find my vocation. She has shown me how to say, "Let it be done to me according to your will." Mary's docility to the will of God continues to inspire me, continues to win my admiration. I know that Jesus loves his mother so much. I know that I can't love her as Jesus does, and so I don't fear. I have never feared that I might love her or honor her too much. Mother Mary, help us. Show us your Son, and may we never despair, but rather always cling to hope, as you have done even in difficult or dark moments. Amen.